Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 66. And get your kicks on episode 66, folks. That's right. Doing this again on my usual time to do it, a Sunday afternoon. Seems to be the day that I record my podcast in the last bunch of times. And started out, I always like to give a little bit of the weather report out here in Southern Cali, L.A. Was kind of like coolish, cooler than it has been, and it was kind of grayish. It's a cool 64 degrees, but then the sun is starting to come out here, and as opposed to like in the Midwest where my family is, it's a warm 46 degrees. And I just had a call from a gentleman that I knew from comedy way back in the day, back in the 90s, and he's in Florida. And, you know, I was kind of in a strange mood to begin with, but talking to this gentleman kind of, it brought up some things because I knew him, I think I met him about 20 years ago, something like that. And he spent a few years in comedy, and then he got out of comedy and went into a more straight kind of life where, you know, he got married and had children, got into the real estate business, you know, and then, anyway, the point is, you know, he calls me up. What is my point about all this? What is my point? I know. He calls me up and he says, you know, he's a guy that kind of admires my comedy. You know, my talents as a funny person, and I appreciate that. And he starts off by saying, "Ah, yeah, you and Brian Holtzman are, you know, two guys I know. That's what's wrong with Hollywood, that you guys don't get what you're doing." I said, "Whoa, time out, bro, time out." I mean, I'm thinking I'm already in the mood. And I said, "Listen, I appreciate that, but I don't really need to hear that you think I should be more successful in show business. I mean, I've already got that going on inside me anyway for the last 700 decades. So it's not something I really need to address. I think I've addressed it enough." And, you know, and then we started talking about some stuff. And I don't know, he doesn't know. I kind of think he might think we're on the same page. We're not really on the same page because he's a family guy in a straight life. And I'm not a family guy, still in the biz to some degree, trying to figure out my way. You know, I mean, this is what I do. This is what I'm supposed to do. I'm not, I don't think I'm going to get into real estate or something like that. No, nothing against real estate. God bless it. We need real estate people. But I'm not that. But it kind of put me in the mood because I started thinking of things like how I could have done things differently in the past. Oh, I should have done this. Oh, I should have gone over here at the time when, you know. And then it's just like that kind of thinking just makes you crazy because it's just like, you know, you should have done what? I mean, you don't even know what the outcome would have been had you should have done, if you would have done what you think you should have done. So my best solution was to get into the now, get into the moment, and record my current podcast, episode 66. And I told him when he called, I said, you know, I can only have a couple minutes to talk to you because I'm about to do my podcast. And then he starts asking me about my podcast. And I was like, dude, come on. We had a conversation about this like a year ago. You know about my podcast. You listened to an episode or part of an episode. I said, I can't get into like explaining again what this is, what I'm doing. Yeah. Go to my website, alberman.com, and check it out for yourself. Or don't check it out. You know, it's just like, you know, I mean, I wouldn't call him up and say, oh, so, you know, like last year he told me he sold condos. And then call him up, so are you still, you know, so, all right, so you sell condos? I mean, I want to know, how much down do the people have to live? So, I mean, you know, I like the guy. I don't want to get the wrong opinion. You know, I like the guy, but, you know, he keeps you know, telling me how happy he is in his life with his kids and his wife and his, you know, he's got his extended family where he is, and they have barbecues, And that's great. That's great. I don't have that, though. You know, I'm Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California, flying solo in this world. I burned my ships. I burned the ships. I mean, there's no turning back for me. You know. But it reminds me of a joke, an old joke that Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld, told in the movie The Comedian, the documentary The Comedian. And I guess there was a big band. I don't know if this is based on a true story, but it was a big band, like one of those bands from the 40s or whatever, was traveling to a gig somewhere, let's say the Midwest. It was cold, dead of winter, and the train breaks down in the middle of nowhere. And so they're forced, the band, in order to get to the gig, they're forced to get off the train and walk like a few miles to the nearest station or whatever, wherever the gig was. Or they had to walk. The base of the gist of it is they had to walk in this cold, dead winter in the snow, and they're trudging through the snow, and they come across this house in the middle of nowhere, and they look through the window, and there's this fire burning, and there's a family sitting around a table with, you know, this big, beautiful, you know, meal. And one of the musicians turns to the other ones and goes, "Jeez, how do people live like this?" Or how do people live like that? Which is kind of how I feel, except for the winter part. You know, I'm not trudging through the ice and snow. Anyway, so enough of that. So, was at my go-to supermarket this past week, and a couple incidents occurred, as they are wont to do when I'm in that circumstance over there. I was going down one of the aisles, and there was a lady who was on her cell phone blocking where I had to go, you know, blocking the aisle, and she's saying into her cell phone, "Well, you know, I'm keeping the focus on me." You know, and I'm thinking to myself, I think you got that down. You got that down, lady. You're on the cell phone in public, talking loud, blocking my way. You got it down. Your focus is on you. You can move on to other focuses now. If you wanted to perfect that talent, I think you got that down. You can move on. You could actually move into something else if you wish. And then another, I guess I only have two stories about my go-to market. There was another incident involving a girl and a cell phone, only this one was in the parking lot. And it's just this girl's walking and she's talking and she's not paying attention. And there's a car backing out of a parking spot and they're kind of maybe not looking both ways. And she almost got run over. And she kind of snapped, barked on at the person, but she kept going with her conversation. And, you know, in California, the pedestrian always has the right of way. You can't really run over a pedestrian. You can't say, "Well, they were on a cell phone." You know, you got to see them. But I wanted to say something to her. I wanted to say, "Listen, you know what? You might want to, you know, quit your conversation and look around once in a while, biatch." But, I didn't. I kept my mouth shut. And, you know, come to think of it, I don't think it was the same lady that was keeping the focus on herself. I think it was another lady who was keeping the focus on herself. That's the thing about L.A. There is no lack of people keeping the focus on themselves. Because that's how they roll in Los Angeles, California. That's all for the go-to market this week. We don't have to go into a whole thing. I have no more things to report. I'll probably have some more stuff next week. Let's see. Got a little spam thing the other day, and it said, "Scientists discover secret to getting hot women." And I find that hard to believe that that's where there are scientists that are actually studying this. You know, I don't know. I think there's something funny there, but it just seemed rather odd. Do they have a government grant? I guess they do, because government grants, you can get a government grant. Somebody got a government grant to study the effects of tequila on fruit flies. Oh, that's true. It was something like that. So it's possible. The scientists got a grant, you know, and they discovered the secret to getting hot women. And if I want to find out that secret, all I have to do is pay the money to this spam site, and I'm going to get that secret. Another thing happening online. A lot of following going on. People following. I just got a thing that's... Some people are following me on Kickstarter. First of all, I thought Kickstarter is the site where when you're raising money for a project, that people donate money to Kickstarter for the project. I mean, and that's where they follow you. I haven't raised any money yet for any projects. Why is anybody following me on Kickstarter? You stop following me on Kickstarter. Stop following me on Kickstarter and stop asking me to join LinkedIn. Okay? Stop it. Stop with all that. You know. Stop with the following. Also got a thing where, YouTube is now owned by Google, or Google is owned by you. No. YouTube is owned by Google. That's right. Google is the big company. And I was on Facebook. There was a video that somebody posted. I wanted to see it. And so I clicked on it, and then it took me to YouTube, but then it just had one of those pop-up things where it was like saying, join Google Plus now, and your life will change for the better, and I was like, I couldn't not join. I mean, I said maybe later, and then it wouldn't let me see the video. You know, it's just like, in order for me to see the video, I had to join. I was actually forced to join Google Plus. I was, you know, because I finally gave in, I said, all right, I'm going to join Google Plus. I'll do it. What's the big deal? I'm already friggin' on YouTube. I don't know. It's only a matter of time before I'm Googled and I'm Appled and I'm Walmarted. So, all right, I'll join. It's the only way I can watch a stupid video. And then I'm getting emails now that people are following me on Google Plus. I don't even know what I'm doing on Google. I haven't done anything on Google. What are they following me doing? All right. Enough of that. Ay, 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 ay. I saw this lady the other day, and I told her about this. You know what? I know I've said this before, that, you know, that we're going to have a short podcast. But I'm looking over my notes here, folks, and this could be really short. This could be so short that you might even say, I want my money back. But there's no money to be had. It's free. So don't ask me for my money back. This woman, I was, you know, I'm going in. If you're following my podcast, you know that in a mere 10, about 10 days or so, 9 days, I'm going in to get the left hip replaced. Oh, man. It's too much. I just want to have it done with already. I want to get back to my life, get back to normal, you know, doing the things. I want to just go out there and do my stand-up because I don't feel confident enough walking around when I'm hobbling. You know, here he is, the guy hobbling. We call him the hobbler. I guess if I could be called the hobbler. Here he comes, the hobbler. But this lady, I told her, oh, yeah, I'm going in, you know, whatever, next couple weeks. And she goes, oh, I hope it goes well for you. And I thought, you know, and I said, of course you hope it goes well. Wouldn't you? What else are you going to say to me? Oh, I hope it's just a complete, you know, failure. I'd be really messed up if somebody said, I hope it just really goes badly for you. I shouldn't say that. My mother would say, twee. Mom's very superstitious. Twee, twee, shwee. Okay. And I guess last but not least, wow, this could be pretty short, but maybe not. Maybe I'll just be able to stretch this out if I can get to at least the 20-minute mark here. We had an incident at my apartment building this past week, and it was basically what happened is I came home about 6 p.m. in the evening. 6 p.m. is the evening. I don't have to say 6 p.m. in the evening. That's redundant. I came home at 6 p.m. and I went to use the hot water and it was cold. And I ran it for a while, and it continued to be cold. That was in the bathroom. Then I go into the kitchen, and same thing. So, I call, you know, if you've been following my podcast, you know, the managers of my building are Aaron and Janet. I've sung their praises when they first took over. They were a breath of fresh air. They scrubbed the building down. You know, this building is their on-site managers. It's advertised. Right now, they're getting advertising to rent apartments. They have a sign out front. It advertises on-site management. And what that implies is that there's somebody here pretty much most of the time. And for a while, you know, now Aaron is a full-time. He works in the studios, and so sometimes he's unemployed and he's here all day. And other times he's working full time and he's not here until, you know, at all during the day, and he comes home at night. Now, Janet has a job. She's a healthcare worker, kind of a freelancer. And so remember when she first took the job, she said that, you know, she would be home by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, which for me, I don't get up till later anyway, usually. So that's fine. You know, so that means that she'll be here for most of the afternoon. But lately she's picked up some more gigs, and so she's not here a lot until in the evening. And I even made a joke, because back when Gus was the manager, I would say that Gus was the on-site manager who's rarely on-site, and I told them both recently that I was going to start calling them that. But Aaron, it's funny how people just are in denial. Aaron immediately knee-jerked and said, well, we're here all the time. I mean, we're not... Are you talking about when you sleep here all the time? I mean, you know, that's not true. I mean, I'm making a joke, and you know, and I know they used to listen to this. They don't listen anymore, and, you know, I'll take the chance. If they listen to it and they get mad, I'm sorry. I mean, I still like them, but, you know, I mean, let's face it. It's they're not here that much. And my point is the hot water incident. So I call up, and I've got Janet's personal number, you know, because she's been very good to me, helping me through my rehab on my first surgery. And so I call up and I get her voicemail and I say, hey, Janet, I have no hot water. And then I call the main line that for the building, which is always voicemail. See, her private line, she sometimes answers, but the other one is always a voicemail and never picked up. And I said, hey, I have no hot water. And then, you know, about 15 minutes go by. I'm not getting a return call from either number. Still have no hot water. I call Janet's private number again. I get her message again. I wait a few more minutes. Now it's about, I don't know, 20, 25 minutes. And then I call, and then she picks up. Hello? And she's got that very thick Colombian accent. Hello? Janet, I tell her, I say, listen, did you get my message? Yes, I got your message, but I did not understand what you said. Well, that's great. Did you think about maybe calling me up to find out? Just a thought. I said I have no hot water. I'm, you know, how about you? And in the meantime, between the times I called her and the other line, I called Dwayne, the guy who's helping me with my website now. He lives upstairs, and it turns out he didn't have hot water either. So I go, well, I don't have any hot water, and neither does Dwayne. I called him. He goes, well, let me check mine. And so she comes back. She goes, well, I have hot water. And I go, okay, well, I don't. She goes, but, you know, and she keeps insisting that she has hot water, and I don't really understand what I'm supposed to do with this information. And here's where I'm a little puzzled, because it's like they're picking up the people that own the building. They're brothers, the two brothers, and they're like Laurel and Hardy, and they're you know, not the brightest bulbs. One of them is, you know, I mean, I've been getting along with them lately, so I don't want to go, you know, crap on them too much here, but there's a kind of a weird thing where they don't take responsibility for stuff, and so I'm like, she all of a sudden, like, she's kind of like, all right, you have hot water, but I'm telling you, I don't have hot water. And then she comes over. I said, well, would you come over and see? Feel my hot water, feel my lack of hot water. So she comes over, and then she says, oh, right, it's all cold. Yeah, good thinking, good discovery. And so she Then she goes, and then she comes and goes around. She goes, oh, nobody else, you know, everybody else has hot water. Which wasn't true because she hadn't checked with everybody else yet. Because later on she started getting calls from people who said they had no hot water. Anyway, the way the procedure to get any help around here is first she had to call her husband, who was working. Then he had to tell her to call this guy Mark, who's one of the owners. Then Mark tells her to call the plumber. I don't understand this. Like, why don't they don't have the autonomy to just call the plumber? You know, back in the old, when I first moved in here, there was a guy named Art Burns.
Art Burns, he talked like this. And he had autonomy.
I mean, you know, he was a pain in the butt, but if you had a problem, he didn't have to make a bunch of, it wasn't any bureaucracy. You just call,
all right, I'll call the plumber right now.
Well, so she had, you know, more time taken up to get permission to call the plumber. And there's a plumber, his name is Hector. He kind of looks like, somebody pointed this out to me recently. It didn't occur to me, and it's true. He looks like Antonio Banderas. If Antonio Banderas was a plumber. Or maybe he's in a movie about being a plumber. You know,
Antonio Banderas is the plumber.
I got no hot water! So she calls him, and she's speaking in Spanish, because he speaks and understands Spanish. You know, we're waiting and waiting and waiting for him. He finally comes, you know, because it's late. It's like, at this point, it's 8:30 at night. And I'm thinking, there's no way he's going to be able to do anything tonight. He's going to come by and probably have no hot water for the evening. At one point, I saw her. At one point, I discovered I had hot water. And I saw Jenna. I go, Jenna, is Hector here? She goes, no. I go, I have hot water. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. She goes, and then it turns out that all of a sudden I see Hector with his co-worker. And I got hot water. He goes, well, what do you think? Yeah, I put it on. I go, I didn't know you were here. You know, it turns out he's got a key to the building. Because this building, the pipes are so... We have so many plumbing problems here that the outside plumbing company has a permanent access to get in. Because you never know when they're going to have to come here. So... He said, I turned it on. So I asked him what was wrong. What was the problem? He was having a hard time figuring it out. And I never did find out. The next day I asked Janet, what was the problem? Did they find out what the problem was? And she said, yeah, the problem was the person in 104. That's my apartment. So she's doing a joke, you know, she's not telling me the answer. She's being, and it's like, I want to say, please, leave the funny to me, and let me at least try to, you know, don't try to be funny on me. It ain't gonna work. Anyway, that's that. You know what? Turns out this was another one of those sort of podcasts that was maybe not too short, maybe not too long, maybe not too funny. I don't know. Doesn't matter. It is what it is. I like that expression. It is what it is. What else is it going to be? I'm going in, not this week, but next week, the following week, for my surgery. So my plan is to do a podcast next Sunday. And then last time I didn't do one for like 7 weeks. I'll try not to have as much time in between. I'll try to. It's the only problem is like when I'm stuck in the house the first few weeks, my way of gathering up information and material is to go out there in the world. Even the limited amount of traveling I do, I come up with stuff. And so, you know, I'm constantly observing. When I'm in my house, I'm observing Netflix, you know. And I've decided Netflix could be the messiah. It has saved me during this time of recuperation and renovation. And all that kind of stuff. I want to thank everybody or anybody who ever listens to my podcast, who's ever listened to my podcast, and whoever will listen to my podcast. And until next time, this is Al Berman, live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.